And Jason Kahn's on the line for First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm lumping the two together now in the name. It's First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. So there we go. That's how we're packaging it.
Sure. If we keep expanding the title, it'll take the whole 5 minutes. Yes, opening deer season tomorrow. That used to be the highlight of my year.
Really?
Growing up, my dad was actually my dad's side of the family were all hunters, and I always deeply identified with that. My mom's side, not so much. But when I got to high school, that was a chance for me to go and spend time with my dad, and so go up and be in the woods with the guys, and it was just a real highlight.
Now, you grew up in Oostburg. Where would you go hunting?
So my dad's family had a cabin northeast of Antigo, which is central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we would go, and I rarely saw any deer. That was just a real highlight. But I also bow hunted every year and spent a lot of my money on hunting supplies and hunting magazines. I just consumed. Huh. Yeah.
Now, I don't remember ever talking with this about you. You told me before we went on the air that you actually, you wanted to give your life to that?
Yeah, I really, there are people who do professional guide work for hunting, and I thought that would really be a neat career, to be able to be out in the woods and or in the mountains and hunting. And part of the issue was I just was never really that good at it. And I think maybe 9 years ago or so, I kind of hit that point where I was like, I like being in the woods, but I really am not that motivated to hunt.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just really haven't done it since then.
So up until less than a decade ago, you were still out there?
Yep.
I'm not a big hunter. I've never gone deer hunting. Okay. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've never, ever conversed with you about this.
Yeah, and here's the thing. So I was, probably, two and a half decades of my life I spent doing that, but I only ever killed one deer. So I wasn't a particularly successful hunter.
So you're not going to offer any tips to the hunters this week?
No. I think they're telling them that it's warmer inside. Why would you go outside? I don't know if many of them would resonate with that.
Nowadays, see, I would expect you to be saying, hey, I'm going to stay here and read a book.
That is what I would prefer to do. Absolutely.
Speaking of a book, Notes from the Upper Room is your book, and it can come in a couple of different forms. You got the book on John 13 through 17 and the devotionals. What do we got for a devotional as we close it out and head into the weekend today?
Sure. So we are finally into John 15, John 15, 6. And the verse says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. What I wrote was, at face value, this is a scary verse. It's hard to read it and not come away with questions about what Jesus meant. Was he talking about non-believers being sent to hell, or maybe he was talking about believers who were not doing enough for the kingdom? Regardless, considering this verse by itself can move us back to a fear-based faith. We live in fear of disappointing God, the vine dresser, so that no matter how well we are living, we remain aware of persistent sinfulness and wonder, who is it then that can be saved? But we must avoid the unfortunate habit of plucking a verse out of context here. In verse 3, Jesus had already said, already you are clean because of the word I have spoken to you. We must not lose sight of the hope in verse 3. If it is true that we are already clean, what was Jesus saying then in verse 6? Was he telling the disciples that they needed to perform or be cast out of the kingdom? I don't think so. I think we remain connected to the vine simply by knowing we belong to God. God will ultimately burn up our fruitless works. Like silver exposed to fire, the silver remains while the impurities are burned up and removed. God sees your value. You are precious to him. You are valuable because of how he made you, yet because of his love, he will not be afraid to burn away the impurities that taint your life.
Some encouraging words to close with there, especially Why is it so difficult for us to wrap our heads around that we're precious to God?
I think there's a lot of it. You know, for me, when we encounter verses that talk about God's wrath against sin, or when we think about our own brokenness and our own sinfulness, we really have a hard time imagining that God could really love us in the middle of that mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is our own sense of shame. I think shame was something that has followed us since the garden, and yet there's that continual pressing in. You know, God continues to press that he loves us, and I think we need to wrestle with that message from now to eternity.
Absolutely. Well, teacher conferences. I know at least in the Eau Claire School District, some of those occurring yesterday. I think they're going to continue into next week. And Caleb, Peggy and I had some of these for, really, we have three kids that are at Eau Claire North. So for two of them yesterday, we were interacting with some of their teachers at a number of the conferences.
I have a teacher conference every evening when I walk in and I ask my wife how the kids do today.
Okay, there you go. Wow. That's quite the school. So, really appreciative, though. I want to just say, like, it gave me a glimpse into how hard the teachers are working on this. Listen, for so many of them in the brick-and-mortar type schools, they didn't have any plans last spring to, hey, let's also take it all virtual. And Remember last spring, I mean, they had to do it like that. And now, yes, there was the summer, and we're going to this. And for Eau Claire, I think after today, there's kind of Thanksgiving break, and then there's going to be a couple of weeks of trying to go virtual and figure all that out. But it was great to interact with them, and obviously, I mean, there's a wide variety, some very compassionate and concerned and empathetic toward the kids. Maybe others don't strike you quite as much about that, like, this is my rule, and they need to live up to that. But it really made me say, hey, I want to take just a moment here on the air. Thank you, teachers. Thank you for your hard work, your dedication, your service. And I said this to you off the air. Far too often, conservative and Christian talk radio mercilessly bashes public education. And I just hope we can be a part of being different. Like, we want to celebrate teachers, and we thank you.
Also, we're celebrating the hunting season starting today, and so we'd love to have your hunting stories on Facebook or on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. This is pretty crazy. Havo Sarah from La Crosse says, good morning, my hunting season story. She says, I came home from school, and my sister told me that our dad got shot. I said, no way, and just thought she was joking. Well, about an hour later, my parents got home and dad's hand was all wrapped up. Yep, he was working for a concrete company, and on his lunch break, he put his hand on top of the door of his truck and a stray bullet hit him. It went in the lower part of his wrist, missed his watch, and came out the other side. Didn't hit any major arteries, so God was definitely with him that day. She said, they never found the bullet. It's a day I'll never forget. So again, as we celebrate hunting season, what a great Wisconsin tradition. Again, be sure of your target and beyond the things we all learned in hunter safety. Please, please be careful. Have a safe and successful hunt.
Hey, just want to give a shout out to WIB today for thanking teachers. My teaching in a public school is my ministry. The opportunities to pray with kids, to pray with other teachers, especially during this pandemic, has never been greater. I mean, our kids are a lot of them are already in a dark place, and the craziness of what's going on. We're the only royal priesthood. We're the only believers sometimes that they'll ever come in contact with. So I appreciate the shout out to teachers and public schools. And also, keep praying for our schools. Man, we need godly teachers. We need godly administrators. And we appreciate all the prayers you can send. God bless.
12 before 8 on the WIB Wake Up Show, 36 degrees, right around quarter to 8 a.m. every single Friday. We have our tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show to help you with what you might have missed during the week from news, sports, politics, pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Caleb, the CDC is advising Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving.
Though for many Americans, their travel plans are just the same as last year. Couch to table, table back to couch.
There you go, and lots of food.
Yes, Thanksgiving is coming up fast.
I've got my yams. I've got my turkey. I've got my seating chart that organizes relatives by red and blue states.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's less than a week now.
To make carving the turkey easier and faster this year, experts recommend replacing the middle leaf of your dining room table with a table saw.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, a new study says the average
A new study says the average Thanksgiving dinner only goes 64% as planned.
It goes from 90% to 64% when the first politically opposed relatives arrive.
Go back to those red and blue state seating.
Mm-hmm. Hey, in a survey, over half of Americans believe stuffing and dressing are different.
Here's the difference. Stuffing is the seasoned bread you stuff inside the turkey before roasting it. Dressing is what you'll have trouble doing after stuffing yourself on Thanksgiving.
That one hits way too close to home even before Thanksgiving.
Another new study finds that people weigh less on Fridays.
Of course, the study wasn't conducted the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Very true.
Thanksgiving's coming, and my diet is in a tailspin.
You know it's time to go on a diet when you call that Butterball hotline and ask them for a stuffing recipe using Snickers bars.
Absolutely.
Black Friday is here a week from today, and it's time to go Christmas shopping.
You know you spent too much on Christmas last year when you pull up to Walmart and the manager offers to park your car.
So true. Those are your headlines, friends, and now you're all caught up.
People by day, heroes by night, we fight for good with all our might, and we will do anything to save the world tonight.
Why am I playing that? Not only because I love it, because I have small children and we love Cuckoo Kangaroo, but also because I just came across a survey of moms and dads, or mums and daddies, if you're in England or just your kids watch Peppa Pig all the time. Peppa Pig. In a survey of moms and dads, 9 in 10, 90% wish they had some sort of superhero power to help them with the trials and tribulations of raising their beloved children. Top 10? Well, Letterman it. We'll go from 10 to 1. What superhero powers do most parents wish they could have? Number 10, super intelligence. Then we could understand Common Core. Just kidding. Number 9, talking to animals is a superpower most parents wish they could have. Maybe it would also help communicating with toddlers? Number 8, what superhero power do most parents wish they could have? Super speed. You could catch that milk before it spills. Number 7, telepathy. So we can know what our teenagers are thinking. Number 6, super healing abilities. Don't we all just hate seeing our kids cry? So if it's just like, oh, touch it, make it better. Absolutely. Superhero powers most parents wish they could have. Number 5, super strength. As a dad, then I can carry all the grocery bags at once, one trip. Number 4, teleportation. Forget about those long car rides, right? Just teleport. Top 3 superhero powers most parents wish they could have. Number 3 is time travel. We know that parent guilt, right? Wanting to go back, fix things, wish we could have done it better. Number 2, flying. As a dad, then my kids would always think I'm cool. And number 1 superhero power most parents wish they had, invisibility, right? Especially moms just want to go to the bathroom in peace once, maybe, without that little rap, knock, knock, knock on the door, the fingers going underneath.
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
The average person starts feeling old at what age, Caleb?
47.
Hmm.
I saw a shirt on Facebook the other day that I really want to get. You know Bath and Body Works?
Uh-huh.
And their logo with a little checkered pattern and such.
Okay.
Well, you can get a shirt with that checkered pattern. It looks just like the Bath and Body Works logo, but it says, "My back and body hurts." And I really want that because that's the way I feel. But they say people don't feel old till the age of 47. I'm 33. What do I do for the next 14 years? Because I'm degenerating very quickly.
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving.
Great American Smokeout, throwing it out to you, the listeners. Have you quit? And Allison chiming in at 396-1670, Caleb, that she has. She says, on December 21st, it'll be 26 years since I quit smoking. I smoked for 20 years, and 10 of those years I was praying for God to give me the strength to quit, and he spoke to me and answered my prayers. She says, I'm so glad I've quit. I still have energy to keep up with my grandchildren and great-grandchild. I was able to save money for vacations and Christmas gifts without going into debt by using credit cards, and I'm able to give more. Isn't that great?
Wow. Wow, that's great, Allison. Thank you for that.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air.
Apparently, the Italian police own a Lamborghini. Okay, kind of comes from their country anyway. And recently they used it for a pretty cool purpose, to transport a kidney desperately needed.
Wow.
Transfer it from the donor to the recipient. They had to go 300 miles in 2 hours. So again, with this donated organ refrigerated in the trunk, they scream down the highway at 145 miles per hour in the Lambo, going from Rome to Padua, Italy, again, in just under 2 hours.
What a cool job.
I mean, can you imagine that? Like, for one thing, it's safe because it's a police vehicle. So you put the sirens, yeah, whatever, on, yeah, everybody right. gets out of the way, and you get to drive that fast.
You've got permission.
Not only permission, you are encouraged.
Yeah,
it's like, go for it.
You need to get there.
There's no parachutes yet.
Cody shares about his 100-year-old grandmother. He says she quit smoking about 20 years ago, which, again, simple math would say at 80 years old. And he said she prayed about it, and that's what she did to be released from that struggle. And 20 years ago, dropped it.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are.
Oh, my, they're talking. Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes.
My co-host here in the morning just goes, I memorized the Gettysburg Address.
Way back when. Way back when.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation. Conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have hallowed it far beyond our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it will always remember what they did here.
That from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause, for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
That's my favorite part. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
It gets you every year.